Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, March 15th, 2021. Over the last week, we at Berlin Briefing, and we assume many of you, have been reading reports of increasing numbers of vaccinations in countries outside of the EU. In an attempt to understand why the vaccination rate here in Berlin and in Germany as a whole is so low in comparison, we did a little research, and here are our findings. According to ourworldindata.org, Israel is leading the race in rolling out COVID-19 vaccinations. 107 doses per 100 people have been administered so far. This means that, in theory, every citizen has received at least the first jab. In the next places are the United Arab Emirates with 65, the UK with 36, Chile with 34, and the United States with 31 doses per 100 citizens. Compared to that, Germany is currently at 11 doses per 100 citizens, which matches the European Union average. The EU is managing the acquisition of the vaccine for its members and recently has been criticized for exporting vaccine even though member countries themselves do not have enough. It reportedly supplies nearly half of the vaccine it receives itself to other countries, even though it faces shortages itself. Britain, for example, does not export vaccines licensed in the country, but said it would give surplus doses to neighboring Ireland after the British population is vaccinated completely. This weekend, AstraZeneca again announced drastic supply cuts. Instead of the 220 million doses, only 100 million will go to the EU states by the middle of the year. Germany's share is calculated at around 19 million. According to Health Senator Kalaichi, Berlin will only receive 173,000 instead of 204,000 by the end of March because of this. EU officials are upset that AstraZeneca is favoring the United Kingdom by maintaining a steady supply to the UK while drastically cutting doses to the EU. However, experts say it's a smart move by the EU not to cut exports, even if that decision is not popular for now. They think it will both avert a vaccine war and revive the global economy. The EU imports ingredients from 83 different manufacturers worldwide to make vaccines. As of March 3rd, EU countries had exported a total of 24.6 million doses of corona vaccine to 31 countries around the world. This is according to a European Commission document obtained by the online newspaper EU Observer. Most of the exports went to the United Kingdom. The ex-EU member state received 8.3 million doses. Exports also went to Canada, Japan, Mexico, the UAE, Chile, Singapore, Malaysia, the United States, and Australia. In the past weeks, export stops of vaccines had been discussed again and again. For example, Italian Prime Minister Draghi threatened to take action against pharmaceutical companies that failed to deliver promised doses of vaccine. Italy also became the first EU country to ban the export of AstraZeneca. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen expects further export blockades as well. While the EU is still exporting vaccines, it probably cannot count on support, for example, from the United States. According to senior EU officials, the United States government has said that the EU should not expect to receive US-made vaccine doses for the time being. For example, the U.S. administration holds the rights to 100 million AstraZeneca vaccine doses, even though the vaccine has not yet been authorized in the U.S. According to an AstraZeneca spokesperson, the company asked the United States to give, quote, thoughtful consideration to donating the vaccines elsewhere. But Biden administration officials have continued to resist sending stockpiled vaccine doses abroad, saying that it's part of a plan to be, quote, overprepared and oversupplied in the event emerging COVID-19 variants or waning immunity require booster shots. On Friday, Biden and the leaders of Japan, Australia, and India, an informal working group known as the Quad, announced they would work to increase manufacturing capacity with the aim of sending 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Asian and Pacific Island countries by 2022. In the meantime, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been approved by the EU. The Commission followed a recommendation from the EU's Medicines Agency, or the EMA, which had conducted an in-depth review. It's the fourth COVID-19 vaccine approved in the EU, and the EU Commission has ordered doses for 200 million people from the U.S. manufacturer. Of these, Germany will receive 36.7 million. The manufacturer has promised to deliver from April. It was delivered by Johnson & Johnson's subsidiary Janssen in the Netherlands and has major advantages over previously approved vaccines, as it only needs to be administered once and also can be stored at higher temperatures. However, there are fears that the company also will not be able to deliver on time. The vaccine is filled in the U.S., and as previously mentioned, the administration is blocking the export of vaccines. Vaccinations for Berliners without a minimum age requirement will soon be possible for those who are in need of care and who receive it privately. In addition, two close contacts of each person will also be eligible. This was announced by the Senate Health Administration on Friday. The reason is to secure the social surroundings of care-dependent people. Those eligible for vaccination will be identified through the 685 outpatient care services in the city. In principle, every person in need of care with a care level of 1 or higher is entitled to have their two closest contacts and themselves vaccinated. Once this data is collected, the care recipients will receive vaccination codes for themselves and two contact persons each. The next step would be to include care recipients for whom there is no link to care services. In addition, chronically ill people between the ages of 18 and 64 have also been brought forward in the vaccination order. They too will soon receive an invitation from the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians, or KV. Previously, this was only intended for 65 to 70-year-olds. According to the KV Berlin, all chronically ill patients who are listed in paragraph 3 of the vaccination ordinance will be contacted. These include patients with chronic kidney disease and severe chronic lung disease. The entire group includes more than 400,000 people in Berlin. This concludes our vaccine update for now. Tomorrow, we'll be back with the regular news. Thanks for listening.